Okay, Tom, let me try to answer these questions in voicemail. So you ask, how would you describe the state of RSS today, particularly in light of renewed interest in technologies like Mastodon that play nicely with RSS? So Mastodon does a very nice job. They solved a problem that Twitter punted on, but I think that it was probably because Google Reader was there that they punted on it. This sort of goes to the second question that you asked. And Google Reader had a very strong opinion that every item in an RSS feed had to have a title. And this was crazy because the format very specifically allows you to have items without titles because we were using RSS that way. And it made sense. I mean, from the very beginning, RSS allowed items without titles deliberately. And Google, being the big company that they are, thought, well, that none of that matters. We're going to define this from now on. It's not just Google that approaches things that way. I had the same experience with Microsoft when they came in. They had a version of Windows, I think it was Windows Vista, that was like RSS top to bottom. They did all this stuff with RSS, and they brought me in and they wanted me to love it, and I kept pointing out, well, really, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. And they go, well, we're Microsoft, so we're just going to go ahead and do that. Thanks very much. They really didn't want any advice. None of these big companies do. They just go ahead and do whatever they feel like doing. And that kind of is what Google, the whole thing when you ask, so the second question you ask about, looking back at Google's abandonment of Reader, do I have a sense of why they did it? Yeah, actually, I do. It had nothing to do with RSS particularly. At the time, the two founders of the company felt that they had too many products, and they wanted the company to get rid of some of the products. And this is a very difficult thing for a company to do because they have users, and they all people build on these products and they build systems out of them, and people inside the company use the product. All kinds of reasons why once you put a product out there, you have a commitment to keep running it. But the founders said, no, we don't have that commitment. We're going to learn how to kill products. And so they went around the company and they said, look, which products should we kill? And the only one any group of people could agree with was Reader. And so they said, fine, we're going to delete Reader and we're going to see what happens. And that was the end of that. I think they more or less, I mean, they got in the habit of deleting products or abandoning them. It's all very predictable. And it's just like almost like noblesse oblige, I think. I have to look that up. Think what it is like, they're royalty, they're on high, none of us matter. We're just like, it's all aggregate. If it doesn't have 10 million users, it's not really significant. Even 10 million isn't enough to matter. So none of the pragmatic things have anything to do with it. RSS was doing fine. It, in the end, did fine after Google Reader, left us. I think that Google should have helped to clean up the mess they created. And I think if and when they do this, something like that again, I think people are going to be more tuned into it next time. You asked about Mastodon before. You can see it in the discussions amongst the people who are committed in some sense to Mastodon and to ActivityPub. That they are aware that when big companies come into their space, there's a downside. A lot of people, nobody saw a downside when Google Reader came in. And the truth is that the RSS market was terribly disorganized at the time, and Google did it kind of a good thing in organizing it. They could have done a much nicer job of taking care of RSS, but they don't do that. And they're doing the same thing with the web today. It's like incredible. They're doing it to the whole web. I mean, that's the point. And they're doing it slowly, and they put a lot of hype onto it that makes it sound like they're doing good things. But in fact, what they're doing is they're going to shrink the web down to the part of the web that they've monetized, and that they don't give a shit. They just don't care. All right. So I'm on your question number three. Looking ahead, are there any technologies besides Mastodon that look like they will encourage distributed communities rather than centralized platforms? No. It's always going to be very hard to get distributed communities to actually happen. The only thing that makes me optimistic about that is that there's generally a trend in technology. It seems to have slowed down quite a bit where you get power users eventually age out of, they give you a system that has, training wheels, and it's like, so all the hard stuff is done for you and you trade off your freedom in exchange for that. It's always been that way. There's been layers and layers and layers of technology in the personal computer business and then in the web, and it probably should happen again. It may be happening right now. It may be what this Mastodon thing is all about, is that, Mastodon is not for everyone. It suffers from the same problem that RSS suffered in comparison to Twitter. Twitter had absolutely drop dead simple subscription, and that was the reason why it's not even really Google Reader that you need to think about there. It's that, why did it never get easy to subscribe to things in RSS? And that's because people wouldn't work with each other. It's not that we didn't know how to do it. We did. It's just that, once we had Radio User Land out, which was the first real RSS reader of commercial quality, then everybody just copied that. They just copied that layer. Anything we tried to do after that, they ignored. Nobody wanted to listen. They said, okay, we'll take that. Thank you very much. Not. But, you can see the tracks. You can see it to this day in how people import and export collections of feeds. It's all done via OPML, which is what Radio User Land did. And it's also set an expectation amongst users that their feeds are portable. So that's a good thing, right? But subscribing is still a very difficult thing. That's something that should be centralized. And it didn't get a chance to be because people never understood the value of working together. And I don't necessarily see any evidence that they do get that now. I think the people think ActivityPub is far more than it actually is, and that I'm pretty sure that interop is going to mean working with Mastodon, and here we go again. I mean, okay, yeah, there are differences. Mastodon is open source, that's fine, but you can still dominate a market with an open source product. It's been done. So it's still very questionable as to whether or not, it's not questionable, it's just that how much will actually happen, how much of the shedding of the training wheels. It's still not just the training wheels, it's like the ease of use in Mastodon just isn't there, and it can't be there structurally. So my feeling is that we still haven't yet solved the problem of how to commoditize Twitter and take it out of the realm of walled gardens and silos and stuff. We have what we need. I've been able to build a product in the last year and a half called Feedland. And it does a lot more with RSS and other feed form. I don't make the distinction between RSS and Atom and RDF and anything that can flow through the same pipe that RSS flows to. Those are just feeds, and people sometimes call that RSS. I don't want to, they can call it that. I call them feeds, and there's a lot more that we can do, but there isn't a lot more technology that's needed, I'll tell you that. It's actually worked out pretty well. So Yeah, 10 years was probably enough time to heal from all the wounds, maybe. It still would have been nice if Google had acted like a good corporate citizen and said, look, we just left a big oil spill here. We understand that, and that since we're a responsible company, we're going to help clean it up. But no, nothing like that happened. But anyway, I hope that answers your questions, and look forward to seeing your article.